It's Friday, the 28th of February, and I'm Tonata Kavila with the 5 p.m. news. The funeral of the founding father, Dr. Sam Nioma, will take place on Saturday, the 1st of March at the Heroes Acre in Windhoek. Dr. Nioma, who played a pivotal role in Namibia's independence and nation building, will be laid to rest alongside other national heroes who have made contributions to the country's freedom and sovereignty. The ceremony is expected to be a momentous occasion honoring his legacy and his dedication to the country. Angie Scholes is stationed at the Independence Stadium this afternoon, and she's got more for Future Media News.
Former Prime Minister Nasungula, in delivering the late founding father Sam Nujoma's eulogy, praised him for uniting all Namibians, while opposition leader McHenry Vanane described him as a figure they once feared but deeply respected. The president-elect Nandi Ndaitwa, in her speech, said they face a daunting task of ensuring that the ideals of freedom, solidarity and justice are kept alive. The funeral takes place tomorrow at Heroes Acre, where members of the public can attend from 6 a.m. to pay their last respects as we lay to rest the founding father of the Namibian nation, Dr. Sam Nujoma. I'm Angie Scholes, reporting for Future Media News.
The government has approved the policy on universal health coverage that will ensure that all citizens have access to healthcare services without facing financial hardship. The policy presented by the Ministry of Health and Social Services focuses on providing equitable healthcare access throughout the country, regardless of geographic location or financial status. FNB Namibia is freezing accounts of customers who have not updated their KYC details, leaving some frustrated over blocked access to their funds. Spokesperson Kirsty Watermeyer says the bank only takes this step after trying to contact customers multiple times. To regain access, customers can update their details online through the FNB app or via mobile banking.
It's important for banking clients to be KYC compliant because FNB Namibia is obligated to conduct ongoing due diligence on our customers to ensure compliance with regulatory obligations. FNB Namibia conducts periodic refreshes of our customers' information to help keep these details up to date. And this may require customers to either reconfirm information or perhaps provide additional documentation. It's important to note that if a KYC hold is put in place, it can be lifted with immediate effect once a customer's account is compliant.
The Expropriation Act is expected to create opportunities for young people to participate in the economy in South Africa. Minister of Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities, Sindisiwe Chikunga, announced the Government of National Unity's plan to tackle youth unemployment in 5 years.
In South Africa, we've got land that must be distributed to young people so that they do not be like us, who up until today do not own any land. They must own land, because out of land, then a lot of economic activities can take place.
And Pakistan's democratic performance in 2024 was among the world's worst, according to the Economist Intelligence Unit's Democracy Index. The ranking is based on a survey of countries with varying levels of political instability and democratic governance, from flawed democracies to authoritarian regimes.
The Global Democracy Report cited violence during Pakistan's elections last year as a key factor in its assessment of the South Asian country as an authoritarian state. Accusations of electoral fraud last year and widespread political instability have resulted in Pakistan coming in among the 10 worst performers, as per the Global Democracy Index, with its rank dropping by 6 places. For the past few years, Islamabad has been grappling with economic and political instability. The government's move to ban the social media platform X last year ahead of the elections worsened the situation. Human rights groups viewed this move as an attempt to suppress dissent and stifle free expression. Mustafa, Islamabad.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.